Well, yeah, I think, first of all, I just wanted to make a few comments. It really reminds me from a financial perspective is that, you know, we kind of have a treasure trove sometimes of what we call underperforming assets, right? We have distressed patients, we have co-pays, we have deductibles. And so trying to find a way to turn those non-performing assets into performing assets, to me, from a financial background, makes complete sense. And I love to hear that. But as far as specifics with regard to the patient experience, I mean, I think that says it all, right? And the patient today will evaluate their clinical experience based upon their financial experience. So it gets back to making sure that it's this anywhere, anytime, any place strategy with patients, right? And so, you know, we call it kind of an omni-channel approach, which it's a retail term that talked about giving the shopper, you know, all these different advantages, bricks and mortar or whatever to shop. But in healthcare, we think of providing all these different methods in which to engage the patient. And so while we incorporate these items, of course, to make sure that we're getting the proper return or making sure that we're collecting what we need to, having the patient be able to interact in a way that is seamless, effortless, easy to use, timely, accessible, you know, all of those items are things that will allow the patient to have a better experience and therefore think better, not only of the financial side of it, but will translate to the clinical side. So, you know, when I think of specifics, it's basically, you know, if a client or a patient wants to be texted, then we text them. If a client prefers email, then there's email. If they want a statement, fine. If they want a statement. And so the good thing about looking all these different approaches, phone calls, we could do phone calls, text, email, statements, interactive voice response, payment plans, paper statements, all of those different methods, there are probably others that will come in the future, is making sure that our patient understands it's easy for us to work with them. And so, you know, all of the different methods that have been mentioned, you know, working toward and really understanding which ones work better. So for instance, you know, you have text, or text really getting you what you want. You have chat, for instance, you have email. It's being able to monitor that and being able to respond to your patients, I guess the way that your patients respond, and you having the ability to invoke a strategy that's really going to help that. And, you know, we find like some of the newer technology is actually extremely effective. You know, we would have thought at a time that text would be difficult for certain patients and certain demographics. And we're finding out that email and text and things like that are really working well. So that's what I have for now.